The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line this morning, Chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, Drew McKissick. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I am wonderful. Little tough starting out the week, knowing that the Biden administration they passed their latest spending spree. I want to share with you the statement that Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said yesterday from the floor of the Senate after a successful vote. Of course, the Vice President casting the vote to break the tie. Here's Senator Chuck Schumer.
It's been a long, tough, and winding road. At last, we've arrived, and we are elated. Every member of my caucus is elated about what happened because we've changed the world in a way that you rarely get an opportunity to do that. With the Inflation Reduction Act, this Senate Democratic majority has achieved what countless others have come to Washington promising to do but ultimately failed to deliver. And I am really confident that the Inflation Reduction Act will endure as one of the defining feats of the 21st century. And we did it without a single vote to spare.
One of the defining feats of the century. I mean, what planet is he living on?
Well, let's just take just a minute to break down a few of the things that are truly defining in that bill. Yeah, it's a defining moment, no doubt about it. So, number one, at the top of the list, buried deep down in the bill, this bill increases the number of IRS employees by more than double. Yep. Currently, there are about 76,000 employees of the IRS. This bill provides funding to add an additional 87,000 employees to the IRS. The result would be the IRS would be bigger than the Pentagon, the State Department, the FBI, and the Border Patrol combined.
Wow.
That's a defining moment for America right there.
Yes.
When the IRS is bigger than the Defense Department, the State Department, the FBI, and the Border Control, that's a defining moment. Yeah, we will gladly let them take credit for that this November. Going further than that, by the way, if you remember back during the election, Joe Biden talked about how he was not going to raise taxes on middle-class families, people. I mean, he repeated that over and over and over again. All right, well, let's look at what the Heritage Foundation says this bill does. So if you make under $25,000 a year, you're going to pay $740 more in taxes every year. If you make between $25,000 and $50,000, you pay $1,375 more a year. If you make between $50,000 and $75,000, you pay $2,100 more in taxes a year. $75,000 to $200,000, you pay $2,921 more dollars in taxes every year. It's a huge tax increase. I mean, you can call it the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022.
Right.
I mean, it's you can put lipstick on a pig. That doesn't make it pretty. It doesn't decrease inflation. It raises taxes. It doubles the size of the IRS. I mean, what part of element or what subset of the American people are crying out for higher taxes and a bigger IRS here in the middle of a recession, for goodness sake? But that's what they've done.
Yeah. Well, and just it's mind-boggling, as you described, that the IRS will now be larger than the Pentagon, State Department, FBI, and Border Patrol combined. And I can promise you that all those extra IRS agents running around out there, they're not going to be just focusing on these billion-dollar industries that Joe Biden has his target on. They're going to be coming after the mom-and-pop businesses, the average taxpayer out there. It's going to be a nightmare.
Completely. And, you know, because the dirty little secret of all this when it comes to taxes and debates about taxes that we have over and over again, the money is in the middle class. The middle class is where the money is. I mean, you know, you can talk about all the money that, corporations make and that the Bill Gates of the world have, et cetera. Yeah, but if you passed a 100% tax rate on millionaires, just take everything they got every year, you would run the federal government for less than a month. The real money is where the middle class is. So they can't truly do the things they want to do, pay for the huge new programs that they want, without coming in and sticking it to the middle class. And that's the dirty little secret behind financing the liberal state, if you will. Yeah. And they need more IRS agents to do it.
Senator Ted Cruz from Texas said that this will result in 1.2 million new audits every year, with over 700,000 of those audits falling on taxpayers making $75,000 or less.
Yes. And so in addition to the extra taxes you'll end up paying, more to defend yourself against an audit in terms of accountants or attorneys or whatever it may be. Because, you know, the other thing we know about the tax code is it's complicated. It's not simple. And that's by design, by the way. You know, we don't have the tax code that we should have, where, you know, as someone said, we should be able to just fill it out on a postcard. This is what I make. This is the percentage I owe. And here's my check. Yeah. You know, that doesn't exist. You can't do this without lawyers.
Yep. Yeah. Rather than adding to their their army of IRS agents, they should have been trying to simplify the tax code so we could do that. So we wouldn't even need to have an IRS.
Right. Exactly. Well, and again, that is by design, because then they can't have their so-called progressive tax code, which is all about, it's the politics of envy, Joey, you know this. I mean, it's all about making you think that the guys who have more than you are going to pay more than you pay, going to pay a bigger share. They're going to finance all the goodies that we're going to promise to give you if you'll just vote for us.
Yeah.
But in the end, that's not what happens. That's not what happens, and the middle class gets stuck with the bill.
All right, so a texter just sent me a text, a question to ask you on our Big Rock text line. Says, Mr. McKissick, will the IRS jobs be able to be repealed if we get control of the House and Senate in November?
Well, that's a very good question. I would say yes, because, you know, even liberals can't hire that many agents that quick, I wouldn't think.
Yes.
I mean, you're talking about money to potentially hire 87,000 new employees. Well, the one thing that you can do with the next budget when the Republicans come in is not put the money in the budget to finish filling out those hiring those new positions. You know, one of the things that Republicans were able to do over time is they weren't necessarily able to cut the size of the budget with the IRS. But what they did with that and some other departments was slowed the rate of growth of new employees below, you know, say, the growth of population. So the result was, over time, it got smaller and smaller, which, you know, more in line with really, quite honestly, where it should be. And even then, it's still too big. And this is liberals trying to play catch up.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Drew McKissick, I tell you, we got a lot of work to do. It just reinforces what you have been telling us for months now. We got to hunker down. We got to work hard so that we have the opportunity to regain control of both houses of Congress and do something about this.
We have to do the work. So I'd encourage you to go to scgop.com/volunteer today. Sign up. Get involved. Your vote matters.
Yep. Absolutely. Drew McKissick, always a pleasure. We'll talk again next Monday. Have a great week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.